This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the Clarity Checklist to prepare before any feedback conversation. 5 questions that make every feedback conversation cleaner and more direct. In short, this article teaches the Clarity Checklist, a 5-item preparation framework from Say It Right Every Time that helps you enter any feedback conversation with a clear message, a specific outcome, and the readiness to listen. The 5 checklist items: core message, desired outcome, supporting points, personal motivation, and listening readiness. How to use the checklist before corrective, performance, or sensitive feedback conversations. When the checklist is the wrong tool, and what to reach for instead. Definition: the Clarity Checklist Feedback Tool is a 5-item pre-conversation preparation system. Before any feedback conversation, it prompts you to clarify your core message, desired outcome, supporting points, personal motivation, and listening readiness, so you enter the room prepared rather than reactive. Most people walk into a feedback conversation meaning well. They want the other person to improve. They care about the relationship. They have genuine concern for the team. And then the moment arrives, and the words come out wrong. Too harsh, too vague, too apologetic. The other person gets defensive, and the conversation collapses before it ever really began. This is not a character problem. It is a preparation problem. In Say It Right Every Time, I call the solution the Clarity Checklist, a 5-item tool you work through before any feedback conversation, so you arrive knowing exactly what you need to say and why. The Clarity Checklist feedback approach is the foundation of Chapter 2, the core framework chapter, and I have seen it change how people give feedback from the very first time they use it. In this article, you will learn how to use the Clarity Checklist and 4 supporting frameworks to prepare for any feedback conversation, whether you're correcting a pattern of behavior, addressing a missed deadline, or raising a performance concern. If you are also interested in how to deliver feedback once you're in the room, how to give constructive feedback without causing tension is a strong companion read. Why structure matters more than you think in feedback conversations. Most people believe that giving feedback is a matter of having the courage to be honest. Courage matters, yes, but courage without structure is just emotion in motion. When the pressure rises and the other person goes quiet or pushes back hard, you need something more than good intentions to keep the conversation on track. Here is the truth of it: without a framework, people default to their worst habits under pressure. That is not weakness. It is neuroscience. The brain under social threat reaches for familiar patterns, which means vague language, over-apologizing, or swinging too far the other way and becoming blunt to the point of cruelty. A framework interrupts that default. It gives you a path to walk when instinct would have you stumbling. These are the moments when having a preparation framework makes the real difference. When you're giving corrective feedback to someone whose reaction is unpredictable, a clear framework stops you from softening your message until it disappears entirely. When you have had the same conversation twice before, and it did not work, structure helps you approach it differently rather than just repeating the cycle. When emotions are already running high before the conversation begins, a pre-conversation checklist grounds you before you open your mouth. When the stakes are high and the relationship matters, preparation ensures you do not say something you cannot take back. When you are unsure how to start, a framework gives you the first sentence so you are not improvising under pressure. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Clarity Checklist. The Clarity Checklist is a 5-item pre-conversation preparation tool I introduce in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time. Before any feedback conversation, you work through 5 questions to ensure you're clear, focused, and genuinely ready to listen. What it is designed for. This checklist is built specifically for feedback conversations where clarity is at risk, corrective discussions, performance conversations, and any exchange where you're unsure how to frame what you need to say. How it works. Number 1. Core message. What is the single most important thing you need the other person to understand? Write it in one sentence. If you cannot write it in one sentence, you are not clear enough yet. Example: your reports have been incomplete for the past 3 weeks, and that is affecting the team's planning. Number 2. Desired outcome. What do you want to be different after this conversation? Your outcome must be specific, realistic, and actionable. I want her to feel better about her work is not an outcome. I want us to agree on a revised submission checklist she will use going forward is. Example: I want us to agree on a revised submission checklist she will use going forward. Number 3. Supporting points. What are the two or three specific examples that back up your core message? Vague feedback slides off people. Specific behavioural examples stick. Example: the 14th March report was missing the budget section. The 21st March report had no client data. Number 4. Personal motivation. Why does this matter to you beyond the task? Naming your motivation humanizes the conversation and signals respect. Example: I am raising this because I believe in her ability, and I do not want this pattern to affect her standing with the team. Number 5. Listening readiness. Are you genuinely prepared to hear their perspective, or are you walking in with your conclusion already fixed? If you're not ready to listen, the conversation is a lecture, not a feedback exchange. When to use it? Use the clarity checklist before any feedback conversation where you feel unclear, anxious, or at risk of either oversoftening or oversharpening your message. It works especially well before formal performance discussions and sensitive corrective conversations. When not to use it? If the feedback is simple, positive, and low stakes, the checklist is overkill. A quick great job on that presentation does not need 5 minutes of preparation. A quick example in practice. Before meeting with a team member about missed deadlines, you write, core message. 3 deadlines have been missed this month. Desired outcome. We agree on a plan to flag workload issues before, not after, a deadline passes. Supporting points: the 3rd, 11th, and 19th. Motivation. I want to protect his credibility with the wider team. Listening readiness: you remind yourself you may be overloaded and you do not know why yet. Eamon's take. I have used this checklist before difficult conversations for decades, and the most valuable item on it is number 5. If you are not ready to listen, the rest of the preparation is wasted. Framework 2. The core framework. The core framework, as I outline in chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, is a 4-pillar master system for structuring difficult conversations. The 4 pillars are clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, applied in sequence. What it is designed for. Core is built for the full arc of a difficult feedback conversation, from how you open it to how you close it. It is the overarching map that the clarity checklist helps you prepare for. How it works. Number 1. Clarity. State your core message directly and without ambiguity. This is the output of your clarity checklist work. Example: I want to talk about the 3 missed deadlines this month. Number 2. Openness. Invite the other person's perspective before you push toward solutions. Feedback conversations fail when they become one-sided. Example: before I say more, I want to hear what has been going on for you. Number 3. Respect. Deliver the hard truth with care. Respectful directness means you do not soften the message until it disappears, and you do not sharpen it until it wounds. Example: this pattern is affecting the team, and I need it to change. I also believe you are capable of changing it. Number 4. Empathy. Acknowledge the other person's experience. This is not agreement. It is recognition. Example: I can see this is not easy to hear. I'm raising it because I respect your work. When to use it? Use core as the structural guide for any feedback conversation where you need to stay composed, fair, and outcome-focused throughout. It is particularly useful when you expect resistance. When not to use it? If the conversation is truly exploratory, where you genuinely do not know what the issue is yet, core can feel too rigid. Start with listening before imposing structure. A quick example in practice. I want to talk about the communication gaps on the Henderson project. That is my core concern. Before I go further, I want to hear your experience of the project. I know there were pressures I may not be fully aware of. What I need to see change is the pattern of decisions made without the team's input. I respect your judgment, and that is exactly why I need you in the loop. Eamon's take. Connect before you correct is how I describe the core approach in the book. Empathy first does not weaken your message. It makes the other person capable of actually receiving it. Framework 3. The empathy bridge. The empathy bridge is a technique from Say It Right Every Time for acknowledging the other person's feelings or situation before delivering a difficult message. It is a single deliberate move that lowers defenses and opens the door to real dialogue. What it is designed for. The empathy bridge is designed for feedback conversations where you know the other person is likely to feel criticized, blindsided, or defensive. It is the tool you reach for when the relationship is fragile or the message is hard. How it works. Number 1. Acknowledge their experience. Name what the other person is likely feeling, without making assumptions or over-explaining. Example: I know this conversation is not easy, and I want to acknowledge that. Number 2. State your positive intention. Tell them why you're raising this in terms of what you want for them, not just what you want from them. Example, I'm raising this because I think you have real potential here, and I do not want this issue to hold you back. Number 3. Transition to your message. Move from the acknowledgement into your core feedback without losing momentum or retreating into vagueness. Example, with that said, I need to talk about what happened last week, because it cannot continue. When to use it? Use the empathy bridge when you sense the other person is already carrying stress, when you have had a tense exchange recently, or when the feedback touches on something personal to their identity or self-image. When not to use it? If the situation is urgent or involves a serious conduct issue, moving straight to a clear, direct statement is more appropriate than an empathy opening. Urgency and empathy are not always compatible. A quick example in practice. Before I get into this, I want to say that I know the last few weeks have been difficult for you. That matters to me. I also need to be direct with you today, because what I have to raise affects the whole team. So let me tell you what I have been seeing. Eamon's take. Naming the emotion in the room before the conversation begins is one of the most powerful tools I know. It does not make you soft. It makes you safe to listen to. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Strong Method. The Strong Method is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual from Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time that I developed to help people prepare not just their words, but their state of mind before a difficult feedback conversation. What it is designed for. This method is for anyone who feels anxious, underprepared, or emotionally reactive before walking into a feedback conversation. It brings you to a place of grounded confidence before you open your mouth. How it works. Number 1. State your intention. Name clearly what you want to achieve. Example, my intention is to address the behavior and preserve the relationship. Number 2. Take a breath. A deliberate pause before you begin physically interrupt the anxiety response. 3 slow breaths are enough. Number 3. Respect all perspectives. Remind yourself that the other person has a view of this situation you've not heard yet. This keeps you from entering the room with a closed verdict. Number 4. Offer specific examples. Commit to using behavioral evidence, not generalizations. On Tuesday at 3 p.m. is stronger than you always do this. Number 5. Navigate to solutions. Know in advance that your goal is not to win the argument, but to find a way forward. Example. I want to leave this conversation with an agreed next step. Number 6. Gain commitment to action. Plan to close with a specific agreement, not a vague understanding. Example, can we agree that you will flag workload concerns to me before deadline, not after? When to use it? Use strong before any feedback conversation where you feel nervous, emotionally loaded, or unsure of yourself. It is especially useful for managers who are newer to giving corrective feedback. For more on how communication structure supports team dynamics, see how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. When not to use it. If you're walking into a conversation that requires immediate, urgent clarity, a 6-step ritual may slow you down unnecessarily. Save it for planned, non-emergency conversations. A quick example in practice. Before meeting with a struggling team member, you sit quietly for 2 minutes. My intention is to help her, not punish her. I will use the specific examples from this week. I will listen before I conclude. I want to leave with a plan, not a verdict. Eamon's take. The strong method is preparation for your state, not just your script. The words you choose matter far less than the person who is saying them. Framework 5. The 3-second pause. The 3-second pause is a micro-intervention technique from Say It Right Every Time for managing the moment when emotions spike mid-conversation. You pause for 3 seconds before responding, and in that pause, you interrupt what I call the amygdala hijack, the point where your brain's threat response takes over and rational thinking shuts down. What it is designed for. This tool is for the moments inside a feedback conversation when the other person says something that triggers a strong reaction in you, or when you feel yourself about to say something you will regret. How it works. Number 1. Recognize the spike. You feel it in your chest or jaw. Your instinct is to respond immediately. That is the signal to pause, not speak. Example, The person says you have never understood my workload, and you feel the urge to defend yourself. Number two, count to three, silently and deliberately. 3 seconds is enough to move out of reactive thinking and back into intentional communication. Example, you count, take a breath, and let the immediate urge to retaliate pass. Number three, respond to the issue, not the emotion. After the pause, address what matters in the feedback conversation, not the provocative way it was said. Example, I hear that workload has been a real issue for you. Let us talk about that, because it is relevant to what I wanted to raise. When to use it. Use the 3-second pause anytime you feel emotionally reactive during a feedback conversation. It works equally well when you are the one giving feedback, and when you are receiving a defensive response. When not to use it. If the conversation has become genuinely unsafe or disrespectful, a 3-second pause is not enough. Name what is happening and, if necessary, stop the conversation and reschedule. For guidance on managing high tension exchanges, how to handle conflict during meetings offers a useful framework. A quick example in practice. Your team member says, "This feels like you're targeting me." Your instinct is to say that is completely unfair. Instead, you pause, breathe, and say, "I can hear that this feels personal. That is not my intention. Let me be clearer about what I'm actually seeing." Eamon's take. 3 seconds is nothing and everything. It is the difference between a conversation that repairs something and one that breaks it beyond fixing. How to choose the right clarity checklist feedback framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. You are unclear what you need to say or why clarity checklist. You need a structure for the full conversation core framework. The other person is likely to be defensive or hurt empathy bridge. You feel anxious or emotionally unprepared before the conversation strong method. Emotion spike mid-conversation 3-second pause. The conversation involves a complex performance issue with multiple dimensions core framework. With a clarity checklist as preparation, the relationship has been strained before this conversation empathy bridge, followed by core. When more than one framework could apply, start with a clarity checklist regardless. It is always the foundation. A clear core message and a specific desired outcome improve every feedback conversation, no matter which other tools you bring to it. For a structured approach to turning feedback into a team improvement process, see how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite mechanically while your brain is somewhere else entirely. Completing the clarity checklist too quickly. Rushing through the 5 items produces surface-level answers that do not hold up under pressure. If item 2, or desired outcome, is not specific and actionable, the whole checklist has failed its purpose. Using the empathy bridge as a performance. If you name the other person's emotion without genuinely meaning it, they will feel it immediately. Empathy that is not real is condescension in disguise. Mean what you say, or do not say it. Skipping listening readiness. This is the item people skip most on the clarity checklist because they assume they are ready to listen. Assuming and preparing are different things. Before you walk in, ask yourself honestly, am I ready to hear something that changes my view? Using the 3-second pause only when things go wrong. Build the pause into the rhythm of your normal feedback conversations, not just the explosive ones. It signals thoughtfulness, not hesitation. Treating core as a rigid script. The 4 pillars are a sequence, not a word-for-word formula. Adapt them to the conversation. Respect, for instance, may need to be repeated more than once if the discussion gets heated. For a method that structures feedback around specific behavior, see how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one, use it deliberately, and let the results build your confidence. Number 1. Start with a clarity checklist this week. Before your next feedback conversation, however small, work through all 5 items and write the answers down. You do not need to show the list to anyone. Writing it forces clarity that thinking alone does not produce. For further reading on how communication structure affects meeting outcomes, see the role of communication in meeting success. Number 2. Add the empathy bridge to your next difficult conversation. Once the clarity checklist feels natural, practice opening your next corrective feedback conversation with an acknowledgement. One sentence is enough. Notice how the other person's posture changes. Number 3. Practice the 3-second pause and low-stakes situations first. Do not wait for a crisis to try this tool. Use it in team meetings, in routine check-ins, whenever someone says something that prompts an immediate reaction in you. Build the muscle before you need it most. Number 4. Apply the full core framework to your next formal feedback conversation. Work through each pillar deliberately. Clarity, openness, respect, empathy. Debrief with yourself afterward. What landed? What did you skip? Adjust. For preparation strategies that build confidence alongside skill, meeting facilitation skills for managers is worth your time. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The Clarity Checklist is the starting point for every feedback conversation worth having. Core message, desired outcome, supporting points, personal motivation, and listening readiness. Preparation is not bureaucracy. It is respect for the other person and for the outcome you are both trying to reach. The core framework gives you a four-pillar structure for the full conversation. Clarity, openness, respect, and empathy in that sequence. The empathy bridge lowers defenses before you deliver a difficult message. Use it when the relationship is fragile or the message is hard. The 3-second pause is not a delay tactic. It is the moment you choose intention over reaction. All 5 frameworks in this article are teachable, practicable, and improvable. You earn skill through use, not through reading about it. You can explore the full depth of the core framework and the clarity checklist and say it right every time. For additional practical guidance on feedback delivery, how to give constructive feedback without causing tension picks up where preparation ends. The Clarity Checklist Feedback Habit, built conversation by conversation, is one of the most direct investments you will ever make in your effectiveness as a communicator. Prepare well. The conversation you are dreading is usually the one that matters most. Frequently asked questions. What is the Clarity Checklist for feedback conversations? The Clarity Checklist is a 5-item preparation tool from Say It Right Every Time. Before a feedback conversation, it prompts you to define your core message, desired outcome, supporting points, personal motivation, and listening readiness. It replaces improvised thinking with a reliable structure. How do I use the Clarity Checklist before giving feedback? Work through each of the 5 checklist items before you enter the room. Write your answers down if possible. The goal is to arrive with a clear core message, a specific desired outcome, and genuine readiness to listen. Preparation turns a reactive conversation into a productive one. Why does preparing for a feedback conversation matter? Without preparation, pressure strips away your best intentions. You default to vague language, emotional reactions, or avoidance. The Clarity Checklist gives you a structure to fall back on, so the conversation stays focused on behavior and outcomes rather than drifting into personal conflict. When should I use the Clarity Checklist for feedback? Use it before any feedback conversation where the stakes feel high, the relationship matters, or you're unsure how the other person will respond. It is especially useful for corrective feedback, performance discussions, and any conversation where Clarity Checklist feedback preparation will make the difference between resolution and escalation. What is the difference between the Clarity Checklist and the core framework? The core framework is a 4-pillar system for structuring the full conversation. Clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. The Clarity Checklist is a preparation tool you use before the conversation begins. Think of core as the map and the checklist as the planning you do before you start driving. Can I use the Clarity Checklist for positive feedback too? Yes, the checklist works for any feedback conversation, not just corrective ones. Defining your core message and desired outcome helps you deliver praise that is specific and meaningful, rather than generic. Positive feedback with clear intent lands differently than a vague well done. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.